Right now, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Greg. Make sure you tell Roger I said good morning.
I will.
Please.
I will certainly do that. Okay, the budget. What do you think?
Well, it's a good place to start. The governor has followed our lead on a couple of things. One is that she finally got the message that people in Michigan don't want budgets begun with massive tax increases. And she also heeded my request to keep roads and budget separate so we can prosecute a budget and get it done, you know, in an expeditious way and continue to work on roads. And I think we'll be successful in both arenas. It won't be without some contention, but that's the process that works, and that's the democratic representative democracy that we have that makes the process work. I'd like to share a couple of very unique bills for your listeners, just to give a flavor for the kinds of things we deal with on a pretty regular basis. Would that be okay, Greg?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So one of them has to do with local control and personal property rights. And that is, you know, dealing with making sure we have enough aggregate across the state of Michigan. Now, our Constitution gives the legislature full responsibility for making sure that we're responsibly taking care of our natural resources, of which aggregates and gravel are part. So we have conflicts between those who are whose business is to mine that kind of material for roads in most cases, in conflict with personal property rights and people who don't want maybe a gravel mining operation next door or in their neighborhood or down the road.
Right.
And these kinds of things are, you know, laws are made by people. People are flawed, and so therefore there's no such thing as a perfect law. And these are the kinds of things that just really excite me, because we try so hard to find the middle ground that honors both sides of that equation. And so that's one good example of the kinds of internal conflicts that we have to resolve on a regular basis. Another is a topic called prior authorization, and every one of your listeners has experienced this before, where you've gone to the doctor thinks you need XYZ treatment or this drug, but yet there's a mother may I process that you have to go through with the insurance company. Now, the conflict there is insurance companies, we expect them to help us keep our health care costs in control. But on the other hand, we expect our physicians, our professionals, our highly trained specialists to be able to make the right decisions for when their judgment is we need something. And the pendulum may have gotten a little too far to the off-center on this, and we're starting to frustrate physicians that they feel like their hands are tied to doing what they think is right for patients, and insurance companies think that we're getting into their sandboxes, telling them what they can and can't do. So those are two great examples of the kinds of things that we deal with on a pretty regular basis that may not fall on anybody's radar screen, but really affect all of our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a part of the budget that jumps out at you right away, Mike, that the Republicans are going to thumb their nose at?
Well, There's a whole bunch of brand new projects, small buckets of special interest projects that, you know, kind of smell like they're just doing them for favors for people, and what falls off the budget then are other programs that have been in place for, in some cases, many years. And so reconciling, you know, the prerogative of a governor in terms of establishing priorities to those things that have been in place for a long time and seem to be working is one of the biggest challenges we're going to have in this budget. Of course, the big elephant in the room is, you know, her choosing to go it alone. Those are her words, not mine.
Right.
On bonding, I'm just fearful and concerned that she may be misrepresenting what she's actually doing duping people into thinking that's a road solution, and is not. Bonding is a perfectly legitimate asset management tool, but it's not a funding source for things like infrastructure. And by doing so, she's also going to be committing an enormous amount of money over a relatively short period of time to one very specific geographic area in Michigan, and kind of thumbing her nose at the rest of the state. So that's probably going to be the biggest issue to resolve as we prosecute this budget, Greg.
She did explain that in her State of the State, did she not?
Well, she tried to. But I still think that talking to people in throughout the districts in Hillsdale County, Grants County, and right. Jackson County, they think that, you know, okay, we got the road solved now. And I explained to them, you know, what we've done is signed up for a whole bunch more debt for you in the future to do roads over here and your local roads, getting from your home to your church and your home to your school and your home to the grocery store, you know, or being left behind a bit. We'll make sure that that doesn't happen. We'll be offering solutions that kind of fill in that gap. But meanwhile, we have to, you know, reach agreement with the governor on, you know, on the budget.
Is there a good plan out there, Mike?
I think you'll see a very good plan out there that you will follow exactly what I've been saying all along, and that is first step, reprioritize current spending. Second step, reevaluate and redeploy cash flows. And then if those two don't add up to enough resources dedicated to roads, then we'll entertain modest new revenue that is phased in over time.
Have you watched from the sidelines this City of Jackson water mini crisis with Consumers Energy?
Yeah, in fact, I weighed in on that a little bit yesterday and sent a letter to all the city council people and the mayor and the city manager. I have been in contact, direct personal contact, with the director of DLEG, which is the equivalent of the Department of Environmental Quality from before, mm-hmm. that are, you know, they are responsible for implementing the laws on that we've passed to, you know, get remove lead lines, service lines out of the state. And I have affirmed it and have conveyed that to the city council. Yes, there are rules and there are guidelines, but what DLEG really wants is they want every jurisdiction, every municipality to come up with a plan that works for them, both economically and every otherwise, to make sure that they can actually execute the plan and not become cause themselves to become uncompetitive and unattractive to talent and capital investment. What do I mean by all that? It means take your time, put a plan in place that can work for Jackson. Representative Leitner and Alexander and myself will have the city's back. To make sure that if it's a plan that's reasonable and they can execute and they can demonstrate they can, and even if it's a little outside the expectations of the department, we'll defend them and help get it in place. But don't feel like you have a gun to your head, figuratively speaking, because it really requires careful consideration. It's a big project, and I think Consumers is trying to press in that direction as well and have the city verify that the expenses that they've identified to do this are really outside the bounds of what every other community has identified. And so just cautioning city council, you guys have been making some good decisions. You've got Jackson in a good direction. Keep it up that way and don't feel like there's a clock ticking off in your head as long as you're being responsible about considering a plan and putting a plan in place.
But we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. That's no matter when you do it, it's going to be painful.
Yep. And we've got a long time in which we can execute it, as long as people are serious about doing so.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody puts a plan in place and wink, wink, decides that it's just to get approval and then walk away, then that would be disingenuous, and it would deserve immediate attention. But I can tell you for a fact, Rick, that this is a problem that's a necessary problem that we need to address across the state, and we'll have plenty of flexibility as long as municipalities are honest in their implementation.
What are other towns doing?
Similar, but they're not adding in some of the bells and whistles that the first pass of Jackson's that I saw. And they're doing it over a longer period of time to spread out some of the costs over time, because that's what it really requires. And it's just going to be a slow rollout. And you know, we should be looking at 20 years from now being able to look back and say we've taken care of this problem. And that's the advice, the strong recommendation I have for council to keep the course, come up with a plan. Make sure it's a plan that's doable for the city of Jackson and the surrounding communities, and then stick to it.
State Senator, Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirky. Mike, appreciate the visit.
You're welcome, sir. Talk to you in a week or so.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.